Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Apostolic benediction. Writing to believers, God's elect, though they're strangers in the world, Peter opens with a benediction. Remarkable, is it not? Apostolic benediction. Grace and peace be yours. Grace and peace be yours. I deliberately stop there. It's not just simply grace and peace. That's precious enough. Two wonderful words, as we'll see. Grace and peace be yours. A possession, yes. But look at the crowning point. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. In abundance. These are precious words, grace and peace. I think they're outside the worldling's experience. Grace. That belongs to God alone. That's a God's word. That's Christ. That's the Spirit. That's God's word. To God's elect, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood, one word covers it all. Grace. 'Tis free grace, sovereign grace, and here, abundant grace from first to last. And the apostle is not just simply saying, now, it's by grace you are believers, you are that, of course, but he's wishing it upon them. He's offering this to them in the sense of a hope and aspiration. This be yours, and I'm going to write to you to try and encourage you in enjoying this grace. Of course, he can't bestow it. He's not able to bestow the grace, but it's a prayer, it's a benediction, and of course, peace. I say the worldling doesn't know peace. The best they know is the absence of war. You take 1918, you know, the end of the war, yeah, 1418 war. Yeah, 19, well, all over. No, it was just postponed until 1939, when it broke out again in worse form. The abundance of grace and peace. It's not simply that we have grace and peace, brother and sister. We have it in abundance. Talking about war, I remember as a lad, a boy, marks in book. There were marks on furniture. Utility marks, they were called. Clothes and books and furniture were sort of just basic. They did the job. But no. In the gospel, in the new covenant, it's not utility, basic stuff. It's not niggardly, it's fullness. It's abundance. And we'll meet it again. Verse 8, for example. You are filled with joy. No. You are filled with glorious joy. No. You are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. That's what believers are. It's not just joy, not just glorious joy. It's beyond expression. Unbeliever, you don't have a clue what you're missing. What you're missing. I'll tell you the words that apply to you. Justice and misery. But grace and peace can be yours. You know the way, don't you? You've heard it many times from these discourses. If you've never tuned in before, let me tell you now. Repent and believe the gospel. Turn to Jesus Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord. Seek him for mercy. Call him for mercy. When I say seek him, don't delay. Come now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. That's now. Call upon him while he is near. That is now. That's the way. Then you too will know what the experience of grace and peace is. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. I can't tell you what it tastes like. You can only find out by tasting yourself. So taste and see how gracious the Lord is and what peace can be yours in abundance in Christ. Brother and sister, may we enjoy this grace and peace today. May nothing disturb our sense of peace. May the sense of grace promote peace in abundance and joy inexpressible in our lives throughout this day and on. For the glory of God. Amen.